Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about managing wild turkeys in Mississippi workshops. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Bronson Strickland, Mississippi State University Extension Wildlife Specialist. Bronson, we've got some managing wild turkeys in Mississippi workshops coming up, and there's three of these. What are these workshops all about?
Amy, thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity. First of all, I want to tell your audience that this is not a hunting workshop. So it's not going to be about trying out your favorite turkey call or anything like that. This is all about management. So, of course, we invite hunters. You know, most hunters are interested in managing wild turkeys, but it's not about different hunting strategies or things like that. It's about learning about the biology of turkey, the species, and by learning about the biology, you can then learn about how to manage for that species to hopefully improve the population on your property.
Who would benefit by attending this series, and what will they learn about?
Great question. So anybody, again, you can just be curious about turkeys. You just want to learn more about them, their biology, their ecology. But it's going to be primarily focused on habitat, focusing on the habitat needs, nesting cover, brood rearing cover, foraging habitat, things like that. And what we typically encounter with people is they don't understand all the different necessary components of turkey habitat. So they'll be deer hunting in the fall, and it looks like they have an abundance of turkeys. But when spring rolls around, they wonder where the turkeys went. And so we'll explain more about that, why that's happening. That's usually because there's a component of habitat that's missing. And then they're going to learn all sorts of techniques in terms of field management, forest management, and things like that to, again, improve the turkey population.
Okay, so that makes sense. Now, is there anything else you want to mention, like about how this is going to be delivered, or any topics or speakers or anything else you want to mention?
You bet. First of all, I want to acknowledge and thank our partners in this, the Mississippi Department of Wildlife, Fisheries, and Parks, and their private lands program, and their turkey biologists. The Mississippi chapter of the Wild Turkey Federation are sponsoring and defraying some of the costs of this, so we appreciate our partners in management for that. A new topic that we're going to add this year that we haven't done in the past is a focus on predator management. That's a big interest for a lot of people, is the impact or potential impact predators might be having on this population and what you can do about it. So that's something different. The cost is going to be $15 a person. And for those professional foresters and loggers, there will be continuing education credits available.
Okay, that's really good to hear. Now, when and where will each of these workshops be held? Tell me about the first one first.
Yeah, you bet. The first one is coming up quick. It's going to be February 17th. It's going to be in Brookhaven. And then, again, all these workshops are the same. They're just going to be delivered in different parts of the state. The second one will be February 24th, and that's going to be in Pearl, Mississippi at the Bass Pro facility there. And our last one, we're ending up north. That'll be March 3rd in Corinth.
Okay, so it'll kind of cover different parts of the state. So
yeah, exactly.
Catering.
We want to make sure we reach the entire state.
Okay, good. Now, these are going to be, is it one-day workshops?
Right. They're going to essentially, I believe, registration begins at 8:30. We'll get kicked off at 9, and they'll end about 3 in the afternoon. So it's a full day.
Okay. Are there any deadlines for folks to register?
Yeah, if someone interested in that area, if they could go to extension.msstate.edu and look at the calendar, then you'll see for every one of these dates and locations who the contact person is to go ahead and call and get registered for the workshop in your area.
So for these three workshops, are folks going to have to dress a certain way? Are they going to be outside?
Yeah, most of the day will be inside, but to demonstrate some of the predator trapping techniques, if it's a sunny day and it's pretty, we're going to get out in the woods a little bit and talk about some of that trapping. So essentially just dress, make sure you have some shoes that you don't mind possibly getting wet or muddy, but that's about it.
So two of these are going to be in February and one in March.
That's correct.
And go to extension.msstate.edu and then click on calendars.
Right. And if you just scroll down, it starts currently right now. And if you just scroll down, you will see Managing Wild Turkey in Mississippi Workshops. And just click on the one in your area.
Today we've been speaking with Dr. Bronson Strickland, Wildlife Specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.